Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The coronavirus pandemic has thrown much of our lives into what can feel like disarray, including our access to healthcare services and navigating our health insurance. Since the pandemic began, more than 30,000 South Dakotans have filed for unemployment benefits, further complicating the picture. John Snyder is president of the Sanford Health Plan. He's joining us today to provide insight on what you can do now and in the days ahead. Welcome, John Snyder. Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I want to start with some of the basics for people who are still employed and still have their health insurance and are wondering what's covered and what's not as things have changed from your regular, you know, call your doctor and make an appointment to emergency care and drive-through testing. Give us the foundation of what's covered regarding the novel coronavirus and COVID-19 treatment.
Sure. Well, anything specific to COVID, whether it's any kind of testing, whether that be the test to see the diagnostic test to see if you have it, or the antibody test as it becomes more available, is all covered without any member or patient cost sharing, as well as all telemedicine. So any telemedicine, whether it's COVID related or not, is covered, and that's just encourage people to continue to get care in this difficult time if they can't get into their provider or feel uncomfortable going in because of the COVID virus. Also, any treatment related to COVID, whether it's going into the doctor's office, whether it's the emergency room, or if you are hospitalized, is all covered without any cost sharing to the member.
How about some of the at-home care or telemedicine, or nurses are checking in on people or some of those things? Is that all part of the plan as well?
Yes. Anything COVID-related, there isn't any member or patient cost share.
All right. Let's talk about people who are losing their jobs right now and or in the past few weeks have found themselves filing for unemployment insurance. What do they need to know?
Sure. So a couple of things. One, some people may be furloughed, and if they're furloughed, a lot of times either their hours are reduced, they're still kind of employed. And usually you can still get coverage through your employer. So, you want to be sure you understand those options. But if you are laid off or don't have any potential coverage through your employer, there's a couple of options. One is the COBRA insurance. So your employer does have to offer the COBRA insurance. The advantage to that is that if you have any copays or deductibles or accumulators for a year, those kind of roll forward, so you get to still take advantage of those. The con with that is usually COBRA coverage is kind of expensive, but it is an option. Another option, if someone's 26 or younger, they can still be covered under their parents' insurance. So for those out there that, their parents still have insurance, and that's an option. So if those things don't work, the exchange is an option. So they can come and get enrolled in the government exchange. And because of the losing your job is a what they call a qualifying event, so that you are eligible to join. And then in some cases, there may be eligible for a subsidy to the government for that coverage. So that's something to explore. Another option is kind of off exchange, so it's kind of individual products that you can buy that have all kind of different coverages, and those are an option as well. The subsidies don't count for that. And then lastly, we do have what's known as gap plans. They're kind of very catastrophic insurance, if you will, that don't have quite as much coverage but are much more affordable. So there's lots of different options for people out there who have lost their job and really want to continue their insurance. And I would encourage everybody to continue their insurance. Right now is not a good time not to have health insurance. And as I just went through, there's lots of different options.
Listening to all those options makes you want to take a deep breath because there are a lot of choices, and it's a really, really stressful time for people.
Sure.
So I want to dig a little deeper into each of those options. What's the first thing that you need to do if you are, we're talking, if there's a difference between being furloughed and
laid
being
off.
And laid off. So let's just go a little, you know, more slowly and deeply into each one of these things. Step one, when your job picture changes, where do you start searching for answers and assistance with what happens next?
Sure. Well, I would just be sure you understand, you know, exactly what your employer is doing. You know, there are a lot of companies that are continuing health insurance for people. So just be sure that, you know, that's not an option. So that'd be the first thing.
All right. So first find out where is the lay of the land. And then how do you make choices between some of these options? Because if you've lost your job and COBRA insurance, I mean, you would have to have a certain amount of money in your savings account to carry that through. If it can be pricey, going to the marketplace, looking for gap coverage, how do you make some of those decisions about what is the best coverage right now, especially when you don't really know what the, you know, how long you're going to need it, what the future is going to, you might be back to work in a month, it might take you much longer to get back
right.
to work.
Yeah, I would encourage someone who, again, after they kind of exhausted their opportunity at work, to call the Sanford Health Plan. They can call our main number. It's 1-800-752-5863, and we can help them walk through all those options. If they were to get an exchange policy, those you can drop those at any time, and we are offering extended payment terms for those policies, so people have actually 60 days to pay.
I just over the weekend got a bill for some treatment out of state. Full disclosure, my daughter went in with her COVID-19 emergency, and for people who are getting some bills for treatment from facilities, maybe even outside your service area, who do you call first? Do you call your insurance company, or do you call the hospital itself and say, wait a minute, this was related to this, it's supposed to be covered?
Yeah, I would start with the provider. And again, I think most plans are waiving the COVID cost sharing. So I would call the provider and say, hey, you know, isn't this covered? And if there's any questions, then you could go to your insurance company. But I would go to the provider first.
Yeah. What if the tests are negative? What if somebody goes in and even to an emergency room and then they do the test and they're very sick? It sure feels like it's COVID-19, but we're hearing lots of stories whose tests are negative. Does the diagnostic Or does the diagnosis matter with what's covered and what's not?
Yeah, that's a great question. So if it's COVID related, if you went in and it's a negative test, that's still covered. Now it gets complicated if there's other comorbidities or things going on. So maybe you went in for a COVID test, but you had a heart attack or something, you know, whatever. That isn't included in that coverage. But anything related to COVID is.
Yeah. All right. So if you had an asthma attack, and you weren't sure which one it was, you might not be covered. Or you would be covered, but you might end up paying a little more.
Yeah, if it's not related to COVID.
Yeah. How is all
anything
this
related? That's confusing, I know. But anything related to COVID would be covered.
Yeah. How is all this playing out from a health insurance standpoint? Because there's just people are not seeking treatment for things that they normally would seek treatment for. People are unable to pay their bills, and many people had, you know, hospital bills or medical bills before. People are losing their jobs. It must be a really difficult time to be in the line of work that you're doing, thinking about being viable in the future and serving your customer base in a ridiculously unsure landscape.
Yeah, it's definitely challenging. You know, one of the things that's going on, obviously, is just a change in, I'll call it, products. You know, for example, if we have, an employer who uses Sanford Health Plan and they lay people off, we've lost those members. But hopefully we're being, you know, trying to be proactive and help those members get enrolled in a different product. So we've got that dynamic going on. Certainly our current claims are down because people aren't seeking care. But offsetting that is the COVID expenses that we're seeing. And then certainly, you know, as things get back to normal and folks get back to seeing the doctor in a normal way, you know, we'll kind of see that backlog, I'm sure, come through. So it's hard to it's hard to know exactly what the future is going to be for not only health plans but just healthcare in general.
Who pays for the treatment? If there's no cost sharing from the patient, who is carrying the burden of that bill?
The health plan pays the provider for that.
Is that sustainable?
Yeah. I mean, that's normally what we do. It's just somewhat offset by the patient, you know, paying a copay or some cost sharing. So we're, you know, obviously paying the whole amount. You know, sustain. Who knows? right now, it seems, you know, it's offset by the folks who aren't getting care. So it's a little bit offset right now. Going forward, that will be, you know, a little bit more difficult.
Yeah. What needs to happen? Oh, I wanted to ask you about this. Is there a time frame where that COVID care is not covered? Because on your website, the original was, you know, through May 31st, these charges will be covered. Clearly, the pandemic goes on beyond that. So is there a deadline for how often or how long those services will be paid for by the plan?
Yeah, we're looking to extend that to the end of June, and we'll just kind of monitor that. Certainly during the pandemic, we'll continue to cover those costs.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the conversations that you're having with people in health insurance right now and really thinking deeply about what it is that you do and you're providing for people. How well were you set up to sort of be in a position to handle something massive like this? Is it something that you planned for?
No, absolutely not. I mean, I think as you look at the complexity on the provider, you know, the hospitals and what they've had to do, it far exceeds anything we've had to do. We've just had to really pivot on what kind of products we're offering and reaching out to our members and our clients and, you know, trying to help them be sure everyone's got insurance. It's made us rethink a lot about our coverage and things like that. So it's certainly been challenging, but again, nothing compared to what, you know, the providers, the hospitals have had to go through.
Yeah. Other people that I know are thinking about health insurance for the first time because maybe they didn't have it. A lot of younger people, I know I've heard stories of, you know, kind of coming to grips with their own mortality or their own vulnerability for the first time. For people who are seeking out health insurance in the beginning, or business owners who are thinking, I got to think more deeply about what I'm providing. What are some of the things that you want people to understand about, you know, talk to the people who don't have health insurance? How does it work? And how do you kind of help them come into the fold a little bit and say, it's complicated, but it's not so complicated that you can't figure it out?
Yeah, I would encourage them to reach out to an agent or to the health plan and just see what their options are. And again, there are all kinds of options as we went through earlier, and you can kind of custom make, you know, what fits best for you and what kind of coverage you want. A lot of younger people who are healthy may just want gap coverage. Those are typically, you can buy it in 6 month or 12 month intervals, and it just provides that catastrophic if something bad happens, which, you know, may be a good option for younger people. I guess the important thing I would say is now is not the time to go without insurance coverage. And I would also encourage people, you know, now is not the time to not get health care. That's part of the reason we're paying for all telemedicine, not just COVID or virtual health, not just COVID-related, because we want to encourage people to see their provider, because if they don't, it's just going to probably, you know, it's going to cost more in the long run, and it obviously isn't good for their health.
Yeah. Mental health or behavioral health care as well? Is that a telemedicine? Are people seeing counselors via telemedicine now?
No, anything and everything virtual health we're covering. And again, when I say, you know, the cost share piece.
Yeah. All right. So the Sanford number, 800-752-5863. Did I get that correct?
Yes, ma'am.